Chapter 1. An Old Quarrel. Once there lived in Verona two great families. One family was named Montague, and the other Capulet. They were both rich. The two families were sensible in most things, as other people. But in one thing, they were not sensible at all. There was an old, old quarrel between the two families. Instead of making it up like sensible people, they would not let it die out. The quarrel was so great that a Montague would not speak to a Capulet if he met one in the street, nor a Capulet to a Montague. Or if they did speak, it was to say rude things to each other, which often ended in a fight. And their uncles, aunts, cousins, and servants were just as foolish. All across Verona, street fights and duels were always breaking out because of the Montague and Capulet quarrel. One day, Benvolio, a Montague, found some men fighting on the street. He stepped in to stop the fight to keep anyone from getting hurt. However, just as he stopped the fight, a Capulet named Tybalt came down the street.
"Do you have your sword out among these men?" asked Tybalt in anger. "Turn, Benvolio, look on your death."
"I am only trying to keep the peace," replied Benvolio.
"Put up your sword, or use it to help me keep these men apart."
"What?" laughed Tybalt, with anger still in his eyes. "You hold a sword and talk of peace? I hate the word, all Montagues, and you. Fight me, you coward."
A huge fight then began in the middle of the street. Old Capulet and old Montague both heard the noise, and both came out to join the fight. The Prince of Verona finally stopped the fight and called the two heads of the family to his court. There, the families would face the law for troubling the people of Verona with their old quarrel. That very same day, old Capulet asked one of his servants to do something for him. Old Capulet gave the servant a list of names. The servant had to find each person and invite him or her to a great party at old Capulet's house that night. However, there was a problem. The servant could not read. While standing on the street and wondering what to do, the servant saw Benvolio and Romeo Montague walking toward him.
"Good morning," said the servant. "I pray, sir, can you read?"
"Yes," replied Romeo.
"Can you read anything you see?" asked the servant.
"Yes," said Romeo again. "I can if I know the language." The servant asked Romeo to read the paper in his hand. Romeo read through the list of Capulet names, rich friends of the family, and important people of Verona. Giving the list back to the servant, Romeo said, "It is quite a group. Where should they all meet?"
"At supper at our house," replied the servant.
"Whose house?" asked Romeo.
"My master's. He is the great rich Capulet. If you are not Montagues, come as well," said the servant,
who then left to find the people whose names he had heard. With a smile, Benvolio told his cousin Romeo,
"Her name was on the list, the fair Rosaline, whom you love but who does not love you. She too will be at the supper. She will be there with all the admired beauties of Verona. I have told you to forget Rosaline. Let us go tonight and compare her face with all the others. I will show you girls to make you think your swan is a crow."
"A girl fairer than my love?" replied Romeo. "The sun has never seen her match since the world first began."
"Tut," said Benvolio to his cousin. "You thought she was fair because you saw her alone. No others were there to compare with her. Let me show her to you against other girls shining at the feast. Then she won't seem such a beauty to you."
In the Capulet house, there lived a girl who was not yet 14 years old. She was old Capulet's daughter and the jewel of the old man's eye. Her name was Juliet. Although she was still young, a rich man had come to Verona to woo her. Into the girl's bedroom,
Juliet's mother came to prepare the girl for the party that night.
"Tell me, daughter," said Juliet's mother, "what do you think about marriage?"
"It is an honor," answered Juliet, "but I do not dream of it."
"Well, think of it now," said her mother. "Girls younger than you, right here in Verona, are already mothers. In fact, I was already a mother when I was your age. But let me be brief. Paris wants you for his love."
Because they were a rich family, the Capulets hired a woman to care for their daughter. She was Juliet's nurse. When this nurse heard the name Paris, she cried,
"A man, young lady, and such a man!"
"Can you love the man?" Juliet's mother asked.
"You will see him tonight at the party. Look at his face. See how handsome he is. Tell me briefly, can you like the love of Paris?"
"I will try," answered Juliet.